All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
My name is Steph Diederich, spelled D-E-I-D-R-I-C-K, and I'm the information officer for Missouri State Parks.
All right, Steph. Well, the 2015 year is about to come in, and with that, we see a few grants opening up. Can you tell us a little bit about the one that you guys will be offering?
Sure. On January 5th, we have applications available for the federally funded Land and Water Conservation Fund program. Those grants are open to local governments and public school districts who would like to finance outdoor recreation projects in their area.
Very good. Now, is there a size limit to the budget in which people should be looking at?
Sure. Federal funding availability for LWCF grants does vary each year. In recent years, the maximum amount awarded per project sponsor has been $75,000. It also requires a 55% match.
Okay. Now, what are some of the projects that we've seen be done with this grant in recent years?
Eligible projects must be open to the public, and some examples of recent projects might be playgrounds, ball fields, camping facilities, picnic areas, or trails, any outdoor recreation project that will benefit the public.
Very good. Now, when it comes to things like churches who have their public schooling, like Sunday schools, things like that, are they eligible for this grant as well?
Not in this case. The grants are open to local governments, which include city and county, and public school districts.
All right, very good. Now, if someone is listening to this and they think that their organization will be interested, where can they go to find out more?
I would say go to moststateparks.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click the Grant Opportunities link under About Us. That will take you to the page and give you some more information.
Wonderful. Steph, is there anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know? Is there anything else that you would like to let our listeners know?
One more thing worth mentioning is that if a local government or public school district is new to the LWCF grant process, we do have several workshops available in this year starting in February. So I would encourage them to go to moststateparks.com and participate in one of those workshops to get a little bit more information on the application and eligibility process.
Very good. And I want to backstep just a second here. How long does the application process usually take?
Well, the application process is open from January 5th. The applications have to be postmarked by March 31st. It is a long application, so I would encourage groups that are interested to go ahead and get started.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.